Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. It's all about job creation nowadays in the U.S. and particularly here in Michigan, which has an official 11% unemployment rate. Some say it's really as high as 25%. But there is an industry in the state that has no shortage of job openings. That's agriculture. To talk about what opportunities exist and why positions are not being filled, I'm joined by Jim Byram. He's the president of the Michigan Agribusiness Association. Welcome to the program, Jim.
Pleasure to be with you this evening.
When it comes to agriculture in Michigan, there's apparently a labor shortage, which may be surprising since so many of us here in the state are unemployed. Why are we seeing these jobs not being filled?
Well, I think there's probably three reasons. First is that they're in rural Michigan to begin with, and that and many of the unemployed tend to be in urban areas and don't look to the more sparsely populated regions. But our members, the businesses out here in the countryside that support farmers, provide agronomy recommendations to help crops grow or help them produce livestock, need people. We need a lot of people. We have about 60% of our management personnel at our some 300 members that are going to be retiring in the next 5 to 10 years, and they hire lots of salespeople. They hire lots of equipment operators, people of basically every skill level, and we need them all across the state.
It seems that most jobs in agriculture are cyclical in nature. What kind of job opportunities exist, and are most of them temporary?
Well, you know, that's a great question. That is the old attitude and the old perception that lots were, okay, we'll employ in the spring, we'll employ in the fall, and then that's about what we need. And there certainly are some of those, but there's an awful lot more that are year-round, 12 months of the year, because the industry actually is becoming more of a 12-month industry. We, of course, are edging toward the harvest right now, so there's going to be some need for some temporary, but we also need permanent people to be sales folks, to do all sorts of things. And we do have a shortage. We need, as I say, every skill level. We need folks that are interested in helping produce food to feed the world.
How are growers here in Michigan managing to run their business with this current labor shortage? Is it leading to crop losses?
Well, that's, again, another situation from the producer level, the individual farmer. We actually had some asparagus this year that wasn't harvested because there wasn't enough labor. There's a fear this fall that we may have to leave some apples on the trees because there's not enough labor. Those tend to be lower-skilled positions, but we need those as well. We need every level. So we are leaving some crop in the field, and that's not a good thing for anybody.
I'm talking to Jim Byram. He's the president of the Michigan Agribusiness Association. You know, Jim, it's no secret that illegal immigrants are often employed in the agriculture industry. State lawmakers are considering a bill to institute the use of E-Verify for each new employee to ensure they're legal. How would that likely impact the state's agriculture businesses?
I think it's important to first recognize that the vast, vast majority of all those hardworking men and women that come to Michigan and every state in the union, I would add, to harvest crops and help agriculture and help a whole variety of industries, the vast majority are legally here. There are some, a minority of those that are not, and certainly we don't support that situation. However, E-Verify has proven to be very onerous. In the state of Georgia this past year, actually saw an awful lot of crop left in the field because of, let's just say, some overzealous enforcement that caused people that even were legally here to shy away from that action.
I see. So in terms of illegal immigrants working in the agriculture industry in Michigan, is there any sense of what percentage of the industry workers are illegal? And what is your position on how that should be handled?
Well, we believe that there needs to be a solid guest worker program to let people come to Michigan and work. We'll employ anybody. I want to be very clear about that. Our industry is anxious to have anybody that wants to work come to work for them. And these jobs are not poorly paid positions, and many of them have benefits, health benefits, in fact. But the irony is that trying to get a lot of folks to work in rural Michigan in some of these positions is difficult. We need a solid guest worker program that allows folks to come and work in the agricultural industry. And again, it's not just agriculture. It's a variety of industries all across the state and all across the economy.
What is the pay range of many of these jobs?
Many start in the $10 an hour, and they go up to $15 to $20 an hour and can go substantially higher. And management personnel, we are in the six figures and above. It's, in six figures. But it's a substantial opportunity for a lot of folks with a lot of different skill levels to look at agriculture as an occupation.
Now, do you view filling these jobs then mostly with out-of-state workers coming into Michigan for jobs?
We'd love to fill them with people right here in Michigan. That's our primary objective.
And in terms of the how state lawmakers are responding to the issue of jobs in agriculture, do you feel they've been appropriately responsive in terms of trying to find solutions to this problem?
Well, it's unfortunately not a state issue. It is a federal issue. The guest worker program is a federal immigration issue, and it's the feds that need to take the action and be involved. State legislators have been supportive of making sure we have enough people to fill positions, again, at all skill levels. Unfortunately, it is a fed issue, not necessarily a state issue.
I see. And certainly immigration has been a point of discussion on the federal level in the past, although we haven't heard very much about it recently. With the contentiousness we're seeing in Washington, do you have any hope that any kind of action will actually be taken on this?
I'd like to be optimistic. Unfortunately, I think as we edge closer to the election, it's going to be more difficult to see something happen or see any resolution to the problem. But clearly, several sectors of the economy are looking for some clarity and some sort of resolution.
Is this a new phenomenon that we're seeing such a labor shortage in agriculture? Has only been happening those past several years?
Well, the industry has been growing pretty rapidly. We are expanding industries like dairy. Potato production is increasing. We're seeing more and more agricultural production overall in virtually every segment. And as that happens, it creates more demand for people to do a whole variety of things, whether it's running equipment, whether it's harvesting the crop, whether it's working in the facilities, being salesmen, or whatever it may be. There's just more demand out there. Ag has actually grown more in the past decade than any other segment of Michigan's economy. So it's a significant increase in what we do, simply put.
You said agriculture has been growing in a dramatic way here. How big of a part of our state's economy is agriculture, and how many jobs does it actually provide?
Michigan State research says that we're about a $70 billion industry, and that if you include everything related to food production, consumption, processing, it's about one out of four jobs in the state of Michigan, one way or another. That's a huge number, and of course that includes transportation, logistics, all sorts of sectors, but we are a major processor here with companies like Kellogg and others that are centered in the state, and that's a piece of the economy that many other states don't have.
And in terms of this E-Verify legislation, are you concerned that it will in fact be passed and instituted?
We oppose that legislation, and we think it would be a major obstacle to getting done what we need to get done here in this industry.
And how have lawmakers been responding to your concerns?
That legislation doesn't seem to be moving very rapidly, and we're pleased at that. Plus, the governor has indicated he doesn't support it either.
Jim Byram, he's the president of the Michigan Agribusiness Association. Jim, thank you for joining me.
Pleasure to be with you.